Welcome to The Point Podcast, where we discuss life, breath, bodies, and how that all relates to our individual journeys. I am Katie Boehner, a performance life, breath, and body coach. I work with clients in groups, in person, in private, and virtual sessions, including a full online fitness studio and Precision Point High Performance Equestrian Coaching, focusing on balancing the breath through the biomechanics of riding. In this podcast, guests share stories of their courageous emergence that has led them to this point in their lives. A disclaimer to please seek medical advice before starting any new movement or breath practice. Thank you for spending some time with me today. How did you get to this point? It's not the destination that matters. It's the journey. Here we go. Welcome back to The Point Podcast, where we explore the breath, the biomechanics, and the deep awareness that connects you, the rider, to your amazing partner, your horse. Today, I wanted to take you to a space that we talked about gently in the last episode, which is that still point. And that still point is such a powerful gear that is elusive. It can be invisible. We can easily drive by it. But with a dedication to some self-practice and some overall awareness, you can learn to really use this gear to downshift, to upshift. Maybe more important, stay in neutral sometimes. It's that fleeting space between the inhale and the exhale, a moment that I like to consider complete presence. It feels nice, right? Where everything is suspended. It's a pause. It is a gateway, a place where stillness and motion meet. And if you think about that, everything in your riding starts from a sense of stillness, or you have to go straight before you can take a turn. Same kind of idea. And in riding, this is where we can access that true connection that we all look for, right? Before we can have contact, we have to establish that connection. It's no different than you're at a coffee shop, one of my favorites, Brothers Coffee Shop in downtown Concord. To log into my computer to do work, I first have to establish a connection to their Wi-Fi before I can have contact to all of my websites and work that I have to do. It's no different with our riding. It's not just with our horses, but it's also with ourselves that we have to seek that connection. And that's where the work in my program can be really helpful. And I've heard so many good things about people not only finding changes in their riding that inadvertently create changes within their professionalism, within their friend groups, their intimate groups of friends, their intimate partners, their overall relationship with their family can begin to change. So today, let's talk about some of the things that may be holding you back from wanting to settle into that still point. And one of those things are limiting beliefs. And where do these limiting beliefs come from? And how they show up in your horsemanship? How do they show up on the ground? How do they show up in the saddle? And most importantly, how do they show up in your competition arena? And can we dissolve them by learning the awareness to bring it all back to that still point? Limiting beliefs are stories we tell ourselves so many times we start to feel like truth, and they may sound like truth. For instance, I'm never going to be a good enough rider. I don't have the right body type to ride. My horse doesn't trust me. I'll never sit the trot correctly. Never mind a posting trot or a sitting trot. I have to control everything or my horse will take over. I'm scared from my last accident. I'll never be able to ride the way I did before. These thoughts create a tension. And a lot of you have heard me say, unintentional tension brings tension, where intentional tension brings subtleness, softness, and that sense of dance with your horses. So emotional tension, mental tension, physical tension, and tension is the greatest barrier to connection in all of your riding. It disrupts the flow between you and your horse. More importantly, it disrupts the flow between you and yourself. Now think about this. When you hold your breath, your body tightens with tension. The same thing happens when you hold onto a limiting belief. It locks you into this state of resistance. and your horse can feel that. But what happens when you let go, when you exhale fully, and you drop into that still point between the next inhale? Remember, the still point is a gateway to that release. The still point is where we meet ourselves without judgment. It's the space where limiting beliefs lose their grip, right? They can really kind of mess up your dreams, mess up your pattern, mess up your day to practice. Because in the moment of stillness, you're not performing. You're not analyzing. You're just being. And that's exactly what your horse is always doing, existing in the present moment. Your horse doesn't carry self-doubt. They don't question their worthiness. They respond to what is in the right now. So, when we, riders and handlers, learn to enter the still point, where the inhale and the exhale meet, we create a bridge between human and horse. This bridge is made of trust, a place of flow, a place where the mind softens, the body releases, and the connection happens naturally, as it should. So try this. Next time you're in the saddle, or leading your horse, or driving to the barn, bring your awareness deep into your breath and notice that moment between the inhale and the exhale. Let yourself rest there, even for just a moment. Feel what shifts in your body. Feel how your horse responds, even in your thoughts. This will help you to start to break from some of these limiting beliefs we all carry as riders at times. Let's talk about how to begin dissolving these beliefs. It starts again with your awareness. You can't change a belief you don't realize you have, and that's powerful. And sometimes working with a coach like myself, coming to a clinic, coming to a lesson day, gives you a really safe environment for you to say, hey, this is how I feel about my riding. I'm not giving you a score. I'm not going to judge your tack. I'm not going to judge your horse, right? You're there to be 100% yourself. You get to be you in that moment. And whatever that brings with you, I always like to say, don't leave your baggage in the arena. At the arena door. Don't leave it in the trailer. Bring it all in with you. Because if you know it or not, it's there all the time. So identify this belief. The next time you feel stuck in your riding, pause and ask yourself, what thought is holding me back right now? Number two, begin to question it. Is this belief actually true? Or is it just a conditioned thought that has been programmed from an emotional reaction? That's a big one. Number three, come back to your breath. Let go of the thought, even for one breath cycle. Find the still point in between. And number four, replace it with the new possibility. Instead of, I'm never going to get this right, try, I'm in the process of learning. It's interesting. I say that a lot to people when something starts to go crooked. And here's the thing, you don't have to be straight, but you can't be crooked. If it starts to go crooked, look at it from the place of interest and wonder, not judgment. See if I can try to cultivate trust in the moment. Trust that I'm learning. Trust that I'm growing, just like my equine partner. We're learning and growing together. And if I put the resistance in place of the limiting belief, what can inadvertently happen is now your horse is going to develop a very similar, a mirror to your limiting belief that's not even theirs. It's not about forcing confidence. It's about creating space for a different experience, one breath at a time. And remember, for it to be beautiful, it can't be forced. And what is forced will never be beautiful. It has to flow from a place of rhythm to find the cadence to create the dance. So bring this into your riding practice. If you take one thing from this episode, let it be this. The still point is where the connection lives. It's where the body softens and the mind clears, and your horse can finally hear you. And I'm talking about hearing you from an energetic voice. Limiting beliefs don't have to define your riding. They're just thoughts, and thoughts can change. The more we return to the quiet space, the still point, between the inhale and the exhale, the more you'll find yourself riding from a place of ease, awareness, and contact, creating that deep partnership we all crave. So, thanks for listening today. Start really slow. Remember to go in to this practice identifying the belief, question what you're hearing, come back to your breath and replace it with new possibilities. Practicing these things can really start to shift things. It really can. So, if you're interested in working with me via the Precision Through Presence 8-week course, send me a message. I'm also still booking out. I have some space left yet for my upcoming 2025 season. All right, ready? Nice big inhale. Hold it. Let's stay in the still point together.